Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome to part two with our special guest, Ann Downing, as we paid tribute to the Downings. We're going to pick up with our conversation where we left off last time on Daniel Britt and Friends in just a few moments. But first, let's get back into some music from 1975 from the Downings to give you a flavor, a sense of excitement that this group really had. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. More with Ann Downing after this.
Oh, I feel so good about it. I'm gonna sing and I'm gonna shout it. You see, there's just no way to hide the way I feel down deep inside. It's the love of Jesus in me. He gave it to me when he cleansed me. Oh, I feel so good about it. I've been saved. Now if you don't know God's love, I'm sure you wonder about the things we Christians do and say. But when he gives new life and sets the music ringing, you just got to tell the world you found the way.
You found the way.
You know his love. You know this joy I'm feeling.
This joy I'm feeling.
You've been set free, so sing this happy song.
No way to hide the way I feel down deep inside. It's the love of Jesus in me. He gave it to me when he cleansed me. Oh, I feel so good about it. I'm gonna sing and I'm gonna shout it.
I'm gonna sing and I'm gonna shout. You see, there's just no way to hide. I can't hide it.
The way I feel down deep inside. It's the love of Jesus in me. He gave it to me when he cleansed me. Oh, I feel so good about it. I'm gonna sing and I'm gonna shout it. Oh, I feel so good about it.
Well, as we move out of the 70s and we move into the 80s, joy and
and Donnie left the group, and you and Paul went into some cool times of counseling. And
yeah, well, we had some other people that traveled with us for a while, and but by that time, because Joe and Donnie and Paul and I were like, we were family. I mean, literally did every. We even went on vacations together. I mean, we really loved each other. Their daughter, Dionne, is our goddaughter. I mean, she's like my own child. And, I mean, that's just, we were genuinely that close to each other. And then when that era ended, I think Paul just lost, he was tired. Tired of trying to make it hang in there, and he just really wanted to do something else. And so the group was not sounding the way it did, and we just kind of backed away. And then for several years, Paul had a real struggle, and it's no, I mean, we've never kept it a secret. In fact, that's part of what I do today, is to say, you know, you may think that life is over for you, but it is not. And I can tell you one reason I know is because it wasn't for me when I thought it was. And my marriage was over, my singing career was over, and there was no money. We were living in the basement with friends, and I mean, you don't get a whole lot lower than that. You don't have a lot of hope. But what we did is decide, okay, then we've got to do more than just try to sing a few songs here and there. What are we going to do? So we decided to start being brave enough to look inside of ourselves and say, what's wrong with us? You know, why does this shake us to the core, and we're not able to go to get through this thing? And without wanting to run away. And so we started doing some soul searching and some emotional searching, and went through some real emotional healing, and found out that we loved each other. We just didn't have good sense when it came to knowing how to have a relationship. And we learned how to have a relationship, a true marriage. We loved each other, but it was a mess. And we blamed each other, and it's what people seem to do. And the very two people who fell in love were all of a sudden doing the destructive things to each other that I see every day, and it's kind of like, well, there's no alternative but just quit. And there always is an alternative. Because there's always God.
Absolutely.
But as long as we were still in that high place, everything going the way we wanted it to go, we probably never would have changed. It would have been like, you know, we'd have tried to been 75 still, you know. But instead, we looked within ourselves and found another place to find our fulfillment, and music just came out of that. It was not around music, it was around telling other people how God helped us to rebuild our lives. So that's what we were doing when Paul died.
I love what I do. I used to work in the cotton patch and dream of the day that I would sing gospel music, and to be honest with you, today I have pinched myself several times to make sure this is really happening, and I've done that before. Just to think that God really does honor our dreams, and He can help our dreams to come true. Not all of my dreams have come true, but to sing gospel music, I have realized that dream, and it's been wonderful. I hope I never take that for granted. I grew up wanting to sing, and I started singing as a kid out of high school, and married Paul Downing. And was going to stay home. I thought it would be neat to be a housewife. I thought that would be a great thing to do. And I still think that's a high calling. But Paul had other ideas, and he wanted to start a singing group. So we put together a group called the Downings. And a lot of you would remember those early days. In the 70s especially, a lot of wonderful things happened for the Downings. And we just love to sing. And people would say from time to time, y'all act like you're having a good time. And we say, well, we were. It was really a wonder. I wish I could tell you that everything always went the way we really would have liked. And I wish I could tell you that everything always went the way that God would have liked. But we're very human, and just like you, I can look back and shudder sometimes. But I look back with a lot of gratitude that my dream came true and is still coming true. Just a few years ago, things had not gone well for the Downings, and the group had come off the road. And it, to be honest with you, a lot of those things that we held fast to fell apart. And we realized maybe we needed him more than we realized. And things were not going well for Paul and Ann Downing. I think we came fairly close to giving up. I remember one night at the worst moment, I didn't think it could get any worse. I walked into our living room and I just fell down on the floor. I just didn't want to go any farther. And I remember I had my head, my face just buried in that gold carpet, and I just said, "Oh God, I don't know what to do. All the dreams that I've had are gone, and the things that seem so right are not there anymore. It's all just chaos, a mess." And I just couldn't say anymore. I remember lying on the floor, and I just couldn't say a word. And I just kind of uttered two words that were probably, thinking back, I guess they were kind of sounded like I was giving up, admitting to defeat. But I realized today that wasn't it at all. God has taught me a lot about the importance of getting a lot of Ann out of the way, so that the perfect love he has for me can be manifested in my life. And lying on that floor, I said, "I quit. I can't do this anymore." I think that's when the angels probably just gathered around and said, "I think she's about to get it." It wasn't the answer to all my problems, but a few days later, some positive things began to take place in our lives. And through a lot of good people praying and standing with us and loving us, and a good God, good church, we were able to piece by piece put back together a marriage. And over 10 years ago, when Paul went to heaven and I said goodbye, I wasn't thinking back about all those times I thought he was wrong. I wasn't thinking about who had ever been right or wrong. I was just grateful when I could say nothing but, "I quit." God realized that was the time I was ready for him to do his work, when I could remove myself from him. I was kind of sharing this story at a women's retreat one weekend, and Laurie, who travels with me a lot, was with me. She said, "You ought to write a song about that." I said, "About I quit?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "I don't know if anybody want to hear that." But I decided to, and I realized those were probably two of the most important words I ever spoke in my entire life. Because when I was able to give it up, I untied the hands of God. He could work, putting back all the broken pieces together again. I tried and tried, I can't try again, to make it on my own, so I pretend. My best laid plans slipped through my hands, they just crashed upon the floor. Oh, I'm just too tired to fight it anymore. I quit. I give up. I give everything to you, Lord. Take my heart and do what you and you alone can do. I'm ready to surrender. Lord, I'm willing to admit I cannot begin again until I quit. For me to truly live, I first must die and know that I am crucified with Christ. Then just live each day by simple faith in the power of the cross. Count my every
every earthly gain but loss. I quit. I give up. I give everything to you, Lord. Here's my heart. Take it and do what you and you alone can do. I'm ready to surrender. And I'm willing to admit I cannot begin again until I quit. I give up. I give everything to you, Lord. Please take my heart. What you and you alone can do. Oh, I'm ready to surrender. And Lord, I hope I'll always be willing to admit I'll never be able to begin again until I quit. But I've found that when I quit the struggle, trying to be God in my life, it just opens up the way for Him to help me start all over again. So I quit.
So authentic, Anne, and I think we all need to do a reality check with our, you know, we try to cover up, and you know, and you could be the kind of artist to just kind of brush past that decade and say, well,
yes,
you know, let's get past the 80s and move on, you know, but to stand back and talk, I mean, scripture says, Jesus said, my power is made perfect in weakness. And so you gotta, when you realize your need and you become authentic, then you all of a sudden point to Calvary and you point to what He's done and what He can do. So,
well, one of the things that Jesus said, and my pastor paraphrased it one time, he said, I think the only thing that Jesus asked us to bring to Him was our weakness and our neediness. And our hunger and our thirst. He didn't say a lot about bringing all these other things to Him. Bring our thirst and our hunger and our needs to Him.
Yeah.
But we don't want to do that because we're like, we don't even want to acknowledge they're there.
Exactly.
I mean, well, you know, it's just like we're look in the political world today and in our and don't get nervous. I'm not going to get political here. I can. I mean, I can get Republican.
Sure.
But I'm referring to people. You know, politics that political. Figures who've gone bad, you know, all the corruption in the government and whatever. Someone asked this former governor, who served time in prison, and now he is out and he's doing great. His life was rebuilt, and said, "What was it? What is it that causes you, a decent person, to just get in power and you go, and all of a sudden your life is just blown away? You don't have any." He said, what happens? And he said, it's called arrogance. Hmm. It's called not admitting that you cannot do everything yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, that's it. Isn't that what sin is, really? I mean, that's what happened to Adam and Eve. It was arrogance saying, no, God, your way is not it. I'm going to do it my way, and I'll do it however I want to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And boy, that takes a lot, Daniel, that takes a lot to say. To face the fall.
Yeah, and this guy got criticized, but back in the Reformation, Martin Luther said how arrogant it is to think that it's anything you can do would be more sufficient than the blood of God's own Son. And it comes back
to
arrogance.
You got it, brother.
There it is.
That's always been an encouragement. I've always loved Martin Luther, and that was one of the reasons I loved him.
Yeah.
Right there.
Exactly. Well,
why do we get away from that now, Daniel? Maybe why do we think that it's all about a lot of these things that are wonderful things, but if you build your life, and that's another thing this politician said yesterday on TV.
Yeah.
He said, if you build your life around what you think you are accomplishing, you will fail.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I don't know what it's going to take for us to wake up, but we better wake up and listen to the songs we're singing.
Exactly. Exactly right. And they have been good. And when we get through the 80s and you get into the early 90s, this is around the era when the Gaither Homecoming thing was taking off. And you guys were a part of that, and you still are, but you and Paul were a part of that in the early 90s. And I'm so glad because I'm a young guy and I didn't grow up in the heyday of the Downings, but I'm glad to have that introduction to you and Paul, at least through those early Gaither videos, to introduce me to the bigger world of the Downings from your decades. And we're gonna listen to some
Paul
of those.
Paul was only on the one on the reunion video, which was actually the first video that had several people on it. The first one, you know, was kind of an accident, happened by accident.
And, yeah.
But then this one, he died before it was released, and Bill dedicated that one to his memory.
Yeah, yeah.
But Bill gave attention to Paul quite a bit in some of the first videos.
Yeah, and we're going to listen to some of these clips from the early Homecoming projects featuring Paul and Ann Downing here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Give the world a smiling
when the Savior reached out. told me that I could be free.
Now I feel no alarm, and I'm safe. That big old hand for me.
When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down
This is Daniel Britt and Friends. Ann Downing has been my guest today. And, you know, I guess we're kind of at the period where we're looking between, February of 92 is when Paul passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there by his side. And something tells me that the light was still shining inside you, even after he passed. It says, keep singing.
Yeah.
Keep singing, Ann.
Well, you know, Daniel, first thing I thought was, what am I going to do now? I mean, this is my life. What do I do? And mm-hmm. I'm so thankful I was raised in a family that just didn't quit.
Sure.
We didn't blame anybody else and then say it's up to somebody else to bail me out. We just did it. And so I just said, well, I had to fulfill the dates we had booked for one thing. I had to make a living, first of all. I mean, because we had nothing. And then we were off the road for 2 months there while he was in the hospital and with not a dime, you know, coming in. And so I just started singing. Of course, I'd started speaking a lot, too. And so it just kind of seemed the thing to do. And I think I just felt my way along for maybe 2 or 3 years, just saying, okay, I don't know where this is going. I just kind of was out there because I had to be, you know?
Exactly. And currently today, you have the women's retreat. I think you still do that. And you also, you put out a Christmas project a while back, a few years ago, I guess, that is just great at Christmas time. And, are you still working on new projects?
Yeah. In fact, I've got to do one this next year, because I write a lot.
Yeah.
And I've got to get my, I'm pitching my songs to everybody else.
Sure.
But I can't even do them on stage myself because I don't have a track. So I said, well, I've got to record something to get some tracks, new tracks for my songs. So I will need to be, but one of the things I'm doing, too, and I know that this is a music program, but I'm also just now signed a contract to write the book that I'm supposed to be writing for the last 15 years.
Oh.
And I'm excited about that, Skid Marks on the Road of Life.
Oh, that's good.
So that's my new thing that I'm doing. And, yes, the retreat, my women's retreat, this will be our 18th or 19th coming up. And all that information is on AnnDowning.com, isn't it, Daniel?
It is. AnnDowning.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can be a part of forums. And you're very much interactive.
Me on there.
Yeah.
That really is me. People don't believe it. That's me.
So you can go and keep up to date, especially with that book. You're going to want to get that book when it comes out.
There's a man in the Bible, name of Jacob, wrestle God. Climbing Jacob's ladder, rung by rung and step by step. Every rung goes higher, higher. Looking back just brings regret. Are you like that man named Jacob? Need a blessing to receive?
victory coming from the hand of God. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, rung by rung and step by step. And every rung goes higher, higher. Looking back just brings regret. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, rung by rung and step by step. And every rung goes higher, higher. Looking back just brings regret. Every rung goes higher, higher.
Classic sounds we've heard today and some of the new sounds from Ann Downing are just great. And I also failed to mention in our talk of history, let me mention some of these people I've pulled up here, a list of people who have come through the Downings. And I absolutely love this guy. I think he has the best Irish tenor voice out there, Larry Ford.
We also introduced him to the Gaither videos. Bill Gaither didn't know who he was.
Yeah, isn't he great? He's a great talent.
Yeah, and so they were doing Little as Much on that video that Paul and I were on together. And Bill said, let's see who can sing that last verse. That was back in the days before there weren't any preparation.
Sure.
So somebody sing that last verse. And I said, let Larry sing. Paul said, yeah, let Larry Ford. And Bill said, Larry who? looked around. And so we pointed it out. Of course, Larry almost went through the floor because he is really a very shy person.
Yeah.
And he was there with James. He'd brought James Blackwood just to drive him over there.
Yeah.
And so he sang that verse, and that was it. So that Bill fell in love with him.
Does the place you're called to labor seems so small and little known. Oh, it is great if my God is in it, for he'll not forsake. When the conflict here is ended, and our race on this earth is run, yes, he will say, if you
singer.
Actually, yeah, he really, and Gary Chapman spent time.
Yes.
With you.
Guitar player.
Yeah.
I always kid him when I see him or talk to him. We do Facebook, you know, we correspond now to Facebook. And I said, Gary, have you grown up yet? Because I used to tease and said, you are the biggest baby I've ever seen. He just loved, but he was just a kid, but he was fun.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And he's a great guitar player. Not a lot of people really understand he is a fabulous musician.
Yeah. Yeah, Mac Peters, Fred Satterfield.
Wayne Hilliard.
Yeah, Linda Robinson.
Joy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Donnie, and Bill Traylor. I think people know Bill Traylor because of the Homeland Records.
Sure, sure.
Bill, that's how he got to Nashville. He was singing with us after Donnie and Joy. I don't know who else, well, of course, Sue.
Yeah,
Greg Gordon was a wonderful. In fact, he to me is one of the greatest singers who ever walked the face of the earth. Greg is Howard Gordon, Anna Gordon, the original Chuck Wagon
Gang.
That's right. He is their son.
Makes
sense. And he has one of the most unusual, terrific. He was on our first three or four albums.
Right. And you've re-released some of the old Downing stuff on your website as well.
Five re-releases on CD.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions,
in the corners of your mind. They're traces of discouragement, peace you cannot find. Reflections of your past seem to face you every day. This one thing I know for sure, my Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
I know that you've got mountains you think you cannot climb. Your skies are dark and cloudy, you think the sun will shine. I know that you've got problems you think you can't tunnel through. Why don't you try Jesus? Why, he knows what to do. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Oh, and above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
He's the only way.
Jesus is the way.
And just to know the future is forever. Just to feel the freedom of a child. Just to know the past is gone and sunshine's here to stay, and he's Lord of all. Well, that's worth everything. Some will trade the warmth of home and friends so the world may know their name, and some men will risk their reputation for just a taste of fame. But just to know that all is clear between my soul and God's dear Son, and to hear him say, well done, oh, that's worth everything. I believe that more than anything. Just to
If you want to pick up some of this music, again, that's at anndowning.com, and you can watch her on the homecoming videos and all the solo projects.
And I have
projects.
My own DVDs also.
Exactly, and that's all available, anndowning.com.
It is. Hey, Ann, for the plug.
Listen, you're a delight to talk to, and you're welcome back here anytime, and thanks for going down memory lane with us.
Oh, well, I'll be looking for you on one of those blogs.
Okay, watch for
it. And
me.
I'll be thank you, Daniel, for playing the music. You are well respected. All over, everybody respects you, Daniel, and thank you for being a part of my life.
You're very, very kind.
Go on and get the ride ready, for the hour is near. Go on and get the ride ready, for soon I will appear. I've been waiting in glory, longing for the day. When I take Gabriel to blow, don't you know I'm gonna take my bride away.
God said, son, go tell them that I love them. Go tell them they don't have to die in sin. Tell them that I've chosen them to be my very own. That I want fellowship with man again and woman too.
Go on and get the bride ready, for the hour is near. Go on and get the bride ready, for soon I will appear. I've been waiting in glory, longing for the day. When I take Gabriel to blow, don't you know I'm gonna take my bride away.
I know waiting for my return.
I know you are longing to see my face,
and my heart aches for those who need to know, who need to hear, that one day very soon I will appear.
Oh, get the bride ready, for the hour is near. Go on and get the bride ready, for soon I will appear. I've been waiting in glory, longing for the day when I take Gabriel to blow. Don't you know I'm gonna take my bride away.
Go on and get the bride ready,
get the bride ready,
for the hour is near,
for the hour is near.
Go on and get the bride ready,
get the bride ready.
Anybody who can write a song that picture heaven like Dottie Rambo can. And a long, long time ago, she wrote a song that I started singing, and to be honest with you, I'm still singing it today, and I still love the way she pictures heaven in this song. I love to sing heaven songs.
classic sounds from the Downings. And my guest today has been Ann Downing. Some of her new sounds mixed with these classic sounds to make up a couple of great shows, I think. Hope you agree. Hey, check out the website for further schedule updates at danielbritt.com, and I'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.